Yeah, praise the Lord. Let's say another one. Say it again, another one. Do you believe him for another miracle? Come on. Day after day, week after week. Hallelujah. And so as we're going through this series, it's been a lot of fun. But let's just review a little bit about the Acts of the Apostles from last week. One of the things we talked about was the Jews who were not persuaded about Jesus recognized that Paul and his people turned the world upside down. Now, in the negative realm, name something that you could think of right now in our society in this time frame that negative that turned the world upside down. Huh? Like, at least in our nation. COVID, yeah, that turned the world upside down. But, you know, and there's entities besides that, like I think about Black Lives Matter. Look at how that negatively affected things. Antifa, some other things. Well, you know what? If they can turn the world upside down, the church needs to turn the world upside down. Come on. We need to have a passion past what the world has. We need to have a vision and a drive that's much greater than the world has. And the Jews who were not persuaded about Jesus accused Paul and his cohorts of being those who turned the world upside down. That's a great, great line. Another thing in review from last week was I talked a little bit about courage because we all can use a dose of courage on a regular basis. And remember the definition I gave was that courage is not the absence of fear, but a willingness to obey God's calling and purposes. It's not the absence of fear. I don't like really gory movies and stuff, but, you know, Braveheart showed that really well, how in the midst of just an awful circumstance, he rallied the troops to win. But it's not the absence of fear. It's having a willingness to go forward. Amen? So anyway, and then I made a comment. I said, what comes out your mouth will affect the action of your life. Let me say amen. What comes out of your mouth will affect the action of your life. I am who I am because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. And then Mary goes, yeah, what comes out of our mouth affects the actions of our life because words matter and because we need to be all in so that we can experience another one. I thought that was really good. The three sermon series right next to each other, she tied up. I thought, you're really good. All right, so let's look at Acts chapter 17, verses 22 through 24. Then Paul stood in the midst of that guy and said, men of Athens, so he was in Athens, Greece, right? I perceive that in all things you are very religious. I hate that word. I don't want to be called religious because it's about a relationship. Amen? Hallelujah. 23. For I was passing through considering the objects of your worship, and I even found this inscription next to a statue, an altar, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you, verse 24, God. This is who Paul proclaimed to the men of Athens, God, Jehovah God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord. I mean, come on, here's a theological discourse right here. He made the world, didn't come out by chance, and everything in it. And since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he does not dwell in temples made with hands. Hallelujah. Because he now lives in us as temples of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as we look at this story about him preaching in Athens, it's really not a miraculous deal, but I just wanted to make some comments. But, you know, there is a glory of heaven in creation. Come on, Helen and Jerry, you just saw 2 weeks of it out in Colorado, right? And I love this verse in Psalm 19, verse 1. In the New Living Translation, it says, the heavens proclaim or declare the glory of God, and the skies display his craftsmanship. I love that. To the choir director, a psalm of David, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. We can go out and see God's glory in the heavens. At night, we're able now to see the Milky Way. Some nights it is so bright and clear, and it's just astounding. But what's astounding to me about that is that there's a jillion more of them. It never stops. It's just to infinity and beyond. Hallelujah. The glory of the heavens. I mentioned about the northern lights. Maybe all of you didn't hear, but Friday night they showed up. And some people saw them out at our place, but there was a gal southeast of Strongsburg that took some pictures on Facebook, and they were phenomenal. Just phenomenal colors. Yeah. Next thing about God has made himself known. In the scriptures, there are 47 prophecies in the Old Testament about the Messiah coming. Everyone say 47. And the mathematical, statistical a chance of all of those being fulfilled in one man are insurmountable. But yet God had Jesus fulfill all 47 of those prophecies perfectly. Because he's a perfect God. Amen? Yeah. And then, God has made himself known because of personal experience of anyone who seeks him. Now, there are people that would theologically argue with me right there, saying it's not about a personal experience. I'm saying, yes, it is. I've had a great personal experience with the Holy Spirit and with God. Yeah, come on. It is about a personal experience. Isaiah 55, verse 6, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Now, let's go back over the first part of that. Seek the Lord while he may be found. So we can seek the Lord and find him. Amen? And that's needs to be in our hearts. Seek him every day, not just once a time period. All right, next thing in Acts chapter 17, verses 27 through 28, and this is in the NLT, because I love the phrase coming up on that. His purpose was for the nations, who? The nations, to seek after God and perhaps feel their way towards him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. Verse 28, because for in him we live and we move, and the old King James says, and have our being, which means to be exist. And some of your own poets, see, Paul was really smart, an intelligent man, and so he could quote, he could preach to the area that he was around. I'm sure Joe understands that quite well. You have to preach to the people, know the people you're preaching to. And some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. I love that. So I'm going to hammer a little bit about the Greek words on in him we live, in him we move, and in him we exist or have our being. Okay, so let's look at some Greek words here. This is kind of fun. So live. John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now the word life is mentioned 41 times in the book of John. Because each gospel writer has their own emphasis. You know, Matthew is all about Jesus coming and fulfilling Scripture. Okay? All the prophecies. A jillion of them. I don't know how many there are in Matthew. You get time to look that up. And then Mark's the power guy. Casting out demons right and left. Poof! You know? And then you got Luke. He was the doctor, so he goes into all the miracles. And then you got John, the beloved disciple who talks about God is life. Yeah, he is the life and the light of men. So in him was life, and the light was the light of men. So, and he mentions that, I think, 41 times. So the word life there is Z-A-O. Some people pronounce that Zoe, but it's really Z-A-O. It doesn't matter to me, but Zoe life, which means life as God has it. So, we've heard it said, do you have a good life? Yeah. Why? Because God has a good life. Life as God has it. In him we live. In him we have life. We can live a life good because God's life is good. Amen? Okay, number two on that phrase, in him we live and move. That word move in the Greek is kineo, which we get our English word kinetic. Okay? What's kinetic energy? Energy is movement. Electricity is kinetic energy. So that's a Greek word. We get that same word. So we need to be moving in the kingdom. We need to be always constantly moving in the revelation of God, and active, dynamic, and lively, you know? I just can't imagine somebody going to an altar going, we heard in a sermon one time, Luke 6:38, and this is how it was read for an offering. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, pour into your lap. What measure you give to others, it will be measured to you back the same. What a dead lead-in to offering. Give it some life. Seriously. I just, wow. You need to plug into the wall, buddy. Get some kinetic energy here, right? Yeah. Active, dynamic, lively. I'm thankful that we have a church that's dynamic and lively and alive with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is wonderful. Hallelujah. So in Him we live and we move and we have our being, or we exist. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord formed mankind of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils that breath of life. And man became a living being. He existed. Now, the theologians will talk about existence and awareness and consciousness. Say that with me. Existence, awareness, and consciousness. Okay, this chair exists, but it has no awareness and it has no consciousness, right? The animal kingdom exists, but has an awareness. But man is the next level up. We exist, and we have an awareness, but we have a conscience, right? And that's how God made us, because we were made in His image and in His likeness. Genesis 2:7, I'll read it again. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust ground, and He breathed, He ruach, that Hebrew, He breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living being. Hallelujah. Okay. And we know that he can live inside of us, because he calls us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Amen? I love that. Temples of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Let's go on to another one. Ready for another one? Yeah, I'm ready. This one isn't very long. I'll refresh your memory on some testimonies, which I don't have to, you know, we really kind of stretched a few folks this morning with the testimony that's about to come up. But, yeah, love it. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Now, God worked unusual miracles. I think all miracles are kind of unusual, right? By the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchief and aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left the people, and the evil spirits went out of them. So what did it do? It brought healing and deliverance. Everyone say healing and deliverance. And so I remember one of the most recent times we sent one of our handkerchiefs up to Mayo Clinic for Seth. Yeah. Okay. But one of the most dramatic times, this is a story I told the earlier services, the most dramatic time was when Sandy Croker was leading Royal Family Kids Camp, and a lot of our kids were going out there and helping them out at Covenant Cedars. And she came to me and she said, we've got one girl we know that has night terrors and screams at night. And I said, here, take a handkerchief. And we anointed it with oil. And she gave it to that girl. And the first night, she slept through without a scream. Whew! God is still doing miracles today. Come on, we need to build our faith up and know that God is still at work. And so, as the cartoon says, that's all, folks. Let's stand. Father, we thank you for this house that you inhabit. We thank you for this house that you inhabit by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord, that you've called each and every one of us to do our work in the kingdom in our world. Understanding that I can't go into somebody else's world and they can't always come into my world, but God, we can witness in our world, in our realm of influence. So, Father, we just pray for fresh anointing on that. And, Lord, as we go through these miracles, Father, I just pray that our faith would explode for a greater level of miracles, Father, that we would believe you for even more and not quit. If something doesn't seem to work out right, we'll still keep believing. We'll still keep believing. We'll still keep believing. We'll still believe your word because your word is true. Diseases and sickness and demons cast out by aprons and handkerchiefs. So, Father, we thank you for that. So I pray a blessing on each and every family unit that's here, on those that are gone. Father, we bless each and every one. And pray that our next week, Lord, that you do something amazing. And next week would be a week of testimonies just coming out right and left. For that, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Amen. Go and have a great, great week. God bless you.